G'day, Gowie. How are you?
Morning, fellas.
Now, mate, there are players left, right and centre testing positive to the coronavirus there in the states of the PGA Tour. What doing?
Oh, it's amazing. Nick Watney 2 weeks ago, he's actually out of isolation at the moment, back to play next week. They are. The amazing bit is there is six players. It's all happened within a week. They've done a pretty good job so far, but they've actually tightened it up even more because... out on tour last week, a couple of the journos went and hung out with some caddies and they were going in places that you shouldn't go. So the commissioner is now tightening it up even more. He doesn't want it to spread. But I think it's pretty good. They have 500 people on site. We're into our fourth week and, with only having six players in total. But, there is players getting worried. Tiger Woods, he's stayed at home. They think he'll be out in Memorial if everything stays okay. But the thing is, the question to the commissioner is how many players are going to go down before he'll actually shut the tour down? Because, the PGA Tour was one of the first professional events professional sports in the US that come back, nearly a month ago now. So it'll be interesting to see. There's been a couple on the Corn Ferry too that have gone down too. So
well, it must be hard to qualify for that Corn Ferry Tour.
We've lost Gowie.
I think Gowie's off.
We'll get him back.
That was going to be my best ever question.
Save it in the bank, wasn't it?
I just started and I heard the line go down and I thought, he's gone. But I reckon we'll get him back soon.
What do you think, Loz, about... I sort of feel at the moment in golf, you're going to see a lot of the... not less successful, but the smaller fish in the pond want to play every single tournament they can because a lot of the more experienced or more well-known players...
Are pulling out. Yeah.
Is this... And it's a bad way... Well, on one hand, it's not a great way to look at it, but on the other hand, for these younger players, is this not the opportunity that they've been craving, looking for?
Well, it probably is. It probably is. I think Gowie's back on the line there. Did you hear that question there? From Clarkie Gowie?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a great opportunity. We've got a couple of Aussies in that spot that, they will get the opportunity if, Brooks Koepka was due to play, McIlroy was due to play. They've all pulled out. So that means Rian Gibson, young guy you haven't really heard much of, John Sandon, Cameron Percy, Greg Chalmers are all getting a start where they normally not get a start. So this is a great opportunity for them. And I think the tour will get this all under control and play on because they can keep them in a bubble and they've got chartered flights and they've got all the private jets and they've got everything. They now need to actually isolate everybody in the same hotel and all that sort of stuff if they want to keep going. And that's the point. They do want to keep going. It's in their contract with FedEx, who's a massive sponsor, to keep going.
Talking of Greg Chalmers, I saw a bit of a video clip of him, and I think it was Ian Poulter. What's the golf etiquette on the golf course, Gowie? when it comes to behaving?
They got caught on TV, and because there's no crowds, and that's another point, is the crowds were supposed to be back next week. I don't think they'll be back next week. Ian Poulter, just after Greg Chalmers had hit his tee shot off the first at Connecticut. Poulter's let a ripper go. And if it's there, you've got to let one go. There's a good, great story on Greg Norman at the Australian Open playing at Royal Sydney, and the tee is up on the top right next to the clubhouse, and all the members who are quite posh have walked out to watch Norman, hit his tee shot, and it's all very quiet there, what golf is, and Norman's let the loudest fart go of all time. And all these well-to-doers are looking around and oh, the shark, did he pop off? but the shark can get away with that, can't he?
He certainly can. Tell us a bit about this Mackenzie Hughes.
Okay, this is, I'll tell you how big this is to a young fella. When he birdies the last two holes last week, he's one of those just players that comes along and he'll just be one of the numbers. Well, we won't see a lot of him, but it was awesome. He held a... On the 17th hole, he held a 47-footer. On the 18th hole, he's held a 43-footer for two birdies in a row to make $436,000 US, and that was $200,000 difference. If he two-putted both of them, there was $200,000 difference. So he's nearly halfway of keeping his card for the following year. So that's what the difference makes in the last couple of holes. So it's quite amazing. You would always look, you know, one shot, if you bogey the last, what it cost you. But the last two putts, so, you know, overnight, well, 90 feet of putts on the last two holes made him an extra $200,000.
That's a good day's work. Now, before we get into your tips for the Rocket Mortgage Classic this weekend, the favourite of which is Bryson DeChambeau, $7 with tab. Gee, that's short. But Bryson, just reading about his diet this week, Gowie, is after he put on what all that weight. Now, his breakfast, 4 eggs, 5 bacon strips, toast, 2 or 3 protein shakes, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, protein shakes galore, steak, potatoes, and protein shakes for dinner.
That's amazing, isn't it? But he does it, you know, one thing that golfers have never done during, you know, tournament week, other than Tiger Woods, is lift, is deadlift and do all those things. He's doing that during tournament week, and that's breaking the mold of what all the trainers have said in the past. So, you know, he needs to consume that type of that amount of food to the amount of work that he's doing off the golf course. But they are throwing darts at him at the moment because his game within 120 yards or 120 metres is not great. It's outside the top 50 and in some spots from 60 metres in. So they're really narrowing down on the short game. And that's a fact. You know, you drive for show and you putt for dough. So stand by. He still had a couple of top tens, and he's deservable, you know, favourite here because he's playing so well. If he gets that wedge game sorted out with his, you know, his 300 plus drives, well, and putts okay, well, he's going to win, isn't he?
Who do you like?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one. Is you know, this is a traditional golf course. This is a ball strike. It's not a long golf course. You're going to see a lot of birdies like you did last week. I like Patrick Reed. I know a lot of people don't like him, but he's trending towards, you know, playing better. He finished tied 5th here last year, tied 24th last week, but 64 on Sunday. So he's only at $15. He's a bit short. Rafa Cabrera-Bello at long odds here at $67. And I've got a new one for you. I looked through the tab. I still don't think, you know, the prices are good enough. But there's a couple of players I look at occasionally. I go, geez, I think they're overs this week. And one is Kevin Kisner. I think he's at $67. That's overs for a golf, like a golfer of his ability around a golf course like this. So he's my overs man this week.
Do you have a top Aussie?
Yeah, top Aussie, Jason Day. Now, I ripped through his stats, but since he's been back, he's progressively been getting better. Last week, 72 in driving accuracy, 71 in greens hit and regulation. That's up for Jason. If he putts well, he'll play well. We've got 8 Aussies in this week, which is a lot, which is cool. So we can watch a lot of good golf.
Great to talk to you as always, mate.
Thanks, fellas.